With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking at a vigil Wednesday night in Minneapolis, Archbishop Bernard Hebda offered words of consolation to the mourners after the Catholic school shooting.
I certainly wish that there was something that we could do that would unwind the time of this day and that we would be able to repair the great hurt that has occurred. If I had that power, I certainly would do that.
Investigators, meanwhile, examining videos, writings, and movements of the shooter who fired through the windows of the Catholic Church in Minneapolis, killing two children and wounding 18 people. The shooter then killed himself. The shooter, 23-year-old Robin Westman, had apparently attended the school. The injured are reportedly recovering now, although one child does remain in critical condition. 81% of Americans agree crime is a major issue. President Trump's recent focus has been on crime in Washington, D.C. and other big cities. That's now a clear strength for him, according to a new AP North poll. 53% of Americans approve of the methods by which the president is combating crime. The director of the nation's top public health agency has been terminated. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
After only 4 weeks on the job, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been removed. A White House spokesman said Susan Meneres isn't aligned with President Trump's agenda. Her lawyers issued a statement saying Meneres chose protecting the public over serving a political agenda and that she has been targeted. Following her ouster, several of the agency's top scientific leaders resigned. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
A higher close on Wall Street put stocks in record territory. The Dow up 71 points today. The Nasdaq adding 115. This is SRN News. A troubling report about the United Nations and sex ed.
The Center for Family and Human Rights has been going over material produced by the UN's Children's Fund, and it says that a lot of it is way too graphic for the 10-year-olds that are receiving it. Researcher Max Premarak tells the Christian Post that the UN is also imposing liberal sexual values on kids and promoting the LGBT lifestyle. One brochure aimed at teenagers offers the unhelpful statement that, quote, sex happens. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Vietnam have raided another house church. A group of about 20 Christians were worshiping this month at the Dai Tu district of the country when police cut power to the building. They then crashed in, arresting three people, including the owner of the house. Open Doors says this is all part of a bad trend in Vietnam. There's concern the government wants to control the church. This is SRN News. The Trump administration awarding a $1.2 billion contract to a Virginia company, Acquisition Logistics, to build and operate what's expected to become the nation's largest immigration detention complex. In health news, non-alcoholic beverages taking off.
Consumers include those recovering from addiction, people trying to cut down on their drinking, and the rising number of young adults foregoing alcohol altogether. Retail sales of non-alcoholic wine, beer, and spirits surged to $823 million last year. The booming industry reflects a shift in the scientific consensus around alcohol. Rich Thomason, Washington.
An election to determine whether workers unionize an electric vehicle battery manufacturing complex in Kentucky is in limbo. The UAW claimed narrow victory at the Blue Oval SK Battery Park after a two-day vote ended on Wednesday, but there are some disputed votes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.